Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Mercer County High School senior Natalie Dowd having quite a senior year because she is competing for the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen title. She was crowned Miss Mercer County Fair Queen last summer. So first up, how excited are you for next week? How nervous are you? How anxious are you? I guess the other emotions we can throw in there as well.
I'm extremely excited. A little nervous, but that is very obvious. That comes with competing in something so big like that. But I'm mainly just really excited and ready to have a really good time. So
we're talking to you on Friday, January the 11th. So tell us about your schedule and kind of the breakdown next week with the pageant.
I leave Wednesday night, and then Thursday is just a whole day of practicing. Friday is interviews, Saturday preliminary pageant, Sunday is finalists, and it's a very, very long week.
How does one prepare for the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen pageant? What are some of the things you've been doing to get ready?
Lots of different ways. We've been practicing my interview skills. I've done a lot of mock interviews. Mainly, I just do a lot of studying. I have to do my speech every night, and then just extra stuff like modeling for the stage and walking around in your shoes and whatnot like that.
Do they give you a specific topic for your speech, or is that something you...
You can pick whatever you want to. I chose something that's very passionate for me, so it's a little easier for me to talk about in front of everybody.
You don't have to read the speech to us, but what is the topic?
I chose... whenever my family hosted a Special Olympic prom for the Special Olympic individuals.
All right. So, and then as far as the interview goes, now, do you know what they ask you in advance, or you go in blind?
No.
So that's the studying part of it.
Yeah.
It's like Trivial Pursuit, man.
Yeah. You just got to get ready for any kind of question that they throw at you.
All right. So the last time we talked to you, I can't remember, was it beginning of the school year, somewhere around there, and you had kind of a special drive that you were leading. Can you take us back to that time and give us the results or what you thought of the impact there?
Yeah. Last time I was here, I was talking about the color book drive, and the turnout was absolutely incredible. I can't even wrap my brain around it still. It was absolutely incredible. We raised... Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you the number. It was insane. We had the car literally packed to the brim.
That's awesome.
With color books. It was crazy.
And it was done for what? Why don't you explain the cause?
It was just to help out the kids and families there, and because we know how hard it is when you're sitting there and, you know, you might be waiting on news, or you've already got news and you're just sitting there. You really have nothing else to do but that TV in your room and sitting there with your family. And so it's nice to have something to get your mind off of anything that you're struggling with when you're there.
All right. You participate on the Mercer County High School dance team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked you off the air, and I was surprised at this, because when I was broadcasting the game Tuesday night, normally my headset I can kind of hear in the background at halftime what the music is, and I'm like, man, they're going 80s tonight, man. They're going Footloose. Now, and I asked you off the air, do you prefer the original 80s Kevin Bacon version of Footloose or the remake? And your answer, I'm going to tell our listening audience, I'm really mad. I was almost going to cut off this interview because you said I've seen neither. So your homework before leaving for the Queen pageant next week, I know you got a lot going on, but you need to see the original 1980s Kevin Bacon Footloose.
Will you please after my send-off, hint, hint, Saturday, 1 o'clock.
All right. So what about participating on the dance team and getting involved in that?
Well, I adore it. I've danced since I was 2 years old. So it's really fun to be able to participate in something with my high school and community. And I don't know, I just love it. And being a captain is really awesome because you get to be a leader and you get to, I don't know, just make sure that everybody is a family, and I don't know. It's really cool.
Well, and you put yourself out there too, right? I mean, when you're performing in front of a large audience, does that, I mean, that has some benefit with what you're doing with the queen pageant, I would assume.
Especially since they announce your name if you're the one that choreographed the dance, so that can be nerve-wracking.
Yeah. So, now, there's what, 70-some-odd queens that participate in the Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant?
Yep, there are 71 competing this year.
Do they do, like, a complete, like, dance number with the 71 queens?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a big production number.
So do you do that, like, you prepare when you get there for that,
I'm assuming? Yeah, we practice Thursday, and then, actually, we practice all the way up until Sunday, I think, or Saturday. But, yeah, we all get there, and there's multiple set hours of practice time that we all meet together somewhere and go over it.
Well, you've been able to do a lot of stuff between, what was it, July when the fair was, mm-hmm. getting the crown to now. But even after it's not over even after the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Badge, because mm-hmm. basically you hold on to the crown until the 2019 Queen is crowned. So how enjoyable has it been for you with some of the other things that are outside of the, you know, getting ready for the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant, the stuff you've done already and the stuff you're going to do leading up to the county fair in, you know, the summer of 2019?
It's been an amazing experience that I would wish for any woman whatsoever. I can't even really describe the feeling, but it's just incredible, and like I said, I just wish that everybody could experience this, because you are blessed in ways that you can't even comprehend. The blessings that happen in your life when you earn that title is out of proportion to anything that you've ever really imagined. So,
all right, so that's a perfect selling point for the young ladies out there listening that may be on the fence about, do I want to do this pageant?
You definitely should.
Natalie Dowd says what? You
definitely should. It's so much fun. And, you know, don't even think about nerves. All you need to really worry about is having fun and being yourself. And you know what? It's not about necessarily winning the crown. It's about having fun and making friends and really just getting out of your comfort zone. That's why I did it. I'm actually pretty shy. Like, it's pretty out of my comfort zone to do everything that I've done, but it has helped me grow so tremendously. I can't even wrap my head around it.
All right. Well, nice going so far, representing Mercer County, and we wish you the best of luck down in Springfield next week. Good luck.
Thank you.
Natalie Dowd, the Mercer County Fair Queen, joining us, heading to the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant in Springfield next week.